Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
Glowing Christmas lights, festive parties, rooms filled with smiles and laughter. A Hollywood Christmas is one we all wish for, where everyone gets alone and no one goes without, where everyone is healthy and no one mentions cancer. Yet real life is often far removed from the storybook setting. And in fact, even the first Christmas is not one we would desire, the Christ child born in a smelly barn with flies all around. If you read the Christmas story closely, you hear the cries of an oppressed people longing for a Messiah, the poor, the outcast, the distraught, who believe their plot in life will never change. Today, our scripture reading is from the book of Job. This book tells of the pain and suffering experienced by a man of devout faith. This man loses his family, his wealth, and even his own health. In Job chapter 33, a young man named Elihu addresses Job's argument of why he did not deserve such hardship. We begin in verse 29 of this 33rd chapter, where Elihu is speaking and he says, "This is the way God works. Over and over again, he pulls our souls back from certain destruction so we'll see the light and live in the light." "Pay attention, Job. Listen to me," Elihu says. "Be silent, and I will speak. Be silent, and I will teach you wisdom." In this passage, Elihu attempts to impart nuggets of wisdom to Job. Will Job hear? Will Job learn life's lessons during his pain and suffering? C.S. Lewis writes, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." When our world turns upside down, we may start out yelling, "Why me? Why now? What have I done to deserve this?" But over time, pain has a way of striking one silent. The noise around becomes a numbing sound as thoughts move deeper. And in this silence, one is offered wisdom. From my times of pain and from my journeys of walking with those through the shadow of death, I've learned a few lessons. Pain reminds me to count my days. I hear afresh what the psalmist proclaimed, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Pain instructs me to live with a focus on this day, this moment, this person, this conversation. Pain also challenges me to acknowledge that this body will not last forever. No matter how many vitamins I take or laps I run, this body will eventually wear down. So with my focus on this day, I make time for people, for relationships, for people who become kindred souls on life's journey. During this month of Christmas cheer, we do not want to dampen spirits by talking about pain. But when we learn wisdom from difficult times in life, we are more likely to live the Christmas season with renewed purpose and hope. Dear God, you came into this world of suffering and you encountered opposition and adversity from the very first day. And yet you lived each day with fullness. Help me to live with that same fullness, even in the face of pain. Amen.